Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is the Lisa Dent Show. Thanks for joining us. Yesterday, we were talking about the best new Christmas songs for 2022. And over the weekend, just about everybody at the radio station got an email from Steve Godsell. He is a radio sales account executive at WGN saying, hey, check out my Christmas playlist. Steve, how many hours did you spend putting that thing together?
Well, actually, it started probably 5 or 6 years ago. So every year I just add to it. It's kind of an ongoing thing. Come like November, then I start adding songs.
You've curated a list that's what, 5, 6, 7 hours long?
No, it's about 26, 27 hours.
Wow. And why? Is Christmas your thing or what is it?
I got tired of hearing, you know, Holly Jolly Christmas, Burl Ives over and over and over. And I just said one year, I'm like, I'm going to make my own list. And you know, there was a few songs I knew I liked that you don't typically hear that often. And then I started discovering all these other songs. I mean, everyone has written a Christmas song or has a Christmas album. I mean, you know, Buck Owens, AC/DC, Spinal Tap, Iggy Pop, Loretta Lynn. I mean, everyone has a Christmas album out there. They're just not heard that much. So that's, you know, I just kind of try and add songs every year.
I love it because I do get tired of the same stuff. If I hear that Wham song, Last Christmas, one more time, there's a few of them that I'm like, please. And, you know, whether you're turning on a radio station that plays nothing but Christmas music or even if it's a Sirius XM station, whatever it is, you're like, oh, my God, the same stuff. Can I please get something new? So yesterday we shared a song from the Walters. Apparently, they're a pop indie group from Chicago. Are you familiar with them?
No, but I am excited to learn about it.
Yeah, so like add them. It's called Another Christmas, and it was pretty good. And Chris Isaak has a new Christmas album out, and we played a song from him yesterday called Everybody Knows It's Christmas.
He actually did a duet a while back with Stevie Nicks, and it's really good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So is music your thing when you're not selling advertising for WGN?
I wouldn't say. I mean, I like music. Just I wouldn't say I'm any different than anyone else. Just this is kind of, you know, growing over the years, and it's something I enjoy. And, you know, I started doing some posts on Facebook, and people started getting some nice comments there. And I just kind of, you know, every year tried to build on it.
You have Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows on your list, Steve?
No, I don't. Oh. I don't have that one. You know, I have a lot of your Irish songs, though, on there that I think you might like.
Here, listen to the Walters. This is the Walters.
It's New Year's Eve, and I feel sad. Because you're not here.
Until yesterday, and I saw that land on a list I'd never even heard of the Walters, but yeah, a Chicago indie pop band, so add that to your list.
I will. There's tons of good, you know, Chicago Christmas songs, you know, Smashing Pumpkins and Local H and Lou Rawls. Actually, the Black Pumas did a cover of Lou Rawls' Christmas Will Be Christmas, and it's really good.
I love the Black Pumas. Love them.
Somebody said, what about Sonny James, Pocket Full of Mistletoe? Do you have that on there?
I don't. This is great.
Mm. Yeah, start sharing some ideas.
Yeah, I'm writing
for
them down
list
as we speak. Yeah, that's a good one. You know, and there's a lot of songs that, you know, are original songs that I discovered. It's maybe not that original to other people, but, you know, Dusty Springfield, Oh Child Mine is just a great song.
Steve Godsell, you are so laid back for a radio salesperson. My gosh, you do not represent what we saw in WKRP in Cincinnati.
No, I'm not the Herb Tarlick. I wish I had his suit, though.
This is a Smashing Pumpkins one. So this was on the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special.
Oh, yeah, that's new.
Wow. Okay, so where can people find your list? That's what everybody wants to know.
Okay. You can go to Spotify. It's called Uncommon Christmas. It's got a picture of my rabbit, Sunny, on the cover. So if you
Wait a second. You have a rabbit, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm learning
Sunny,
so much about
Sunny
you.
is near and dear to my heart. He's a good dude.
Wow. Are you married?
I am. Yes, my lovely wife, Britt.
Okay, so Uncommon Christmas. So on every social media platform, or
yeah, I'm on. You know, the Facebook and the Instagram. It just started, and it's on obviously Spotify. And if you can't find it, you can email me at uncommonchristmas@gmail.com.
And if you want to advertise in WGN, this is a guy.
I'm the guy. Yep. Don't worry about any of those other people. I also should say real quickly, Lisa, there's talk that we might be launching a podcast with Marty McGrory, who is the husband of Jeannie McGrory, also in our sales department. So,
wow, about Christmas music?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I'm excited. I can't believe you've curated a 24-hour Christmas playlist, and I've liked it so far. I've only gotten into a couple hours, but thanks for sharing.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Thanks for getting me endorsements on the show. uncommonchristmas@gmail.com if you've got questions or you want to contribute a song. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate it. Coming up next, we're going to talk about what happened at the Lakers game last night and a little more about USA winning the soccer match. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.